life. Huh? Hey, man. Mama tried to turn me on to Jesus. But I didn't want Jesus. I drugged through every church in Jackson County. Amen. Made set like a soldier and tried to be a Christian, but I wasn't a Christian. Amen. Come on. And when I got big enough to go, amen, I turned on the devil's way. Amen. I made him a good right arm ever what he wanted. Amen. I didn't care what crowd I run with. I run with some of the roughest of rough. Praying, begging the Lord, or I would have probably been in some sinner man's grave today. Huh? Come on. You know what? She had mercy. I never come in. She never jumped on me and said, Eugene, you're driving me crazy. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You know what she'd say? She'd say, if you eat anything today, are you hungry? Huh? She, the only thing she'd ever say, she'd say, you're worrying poor mommy to death. You know what? I asked her one day, I said, Mom, not too long before she died. She loved fish. Sterling and I stopped at it. Captain D's, or not Captain D's, Long John Silver's, I was going home. And I didn't have time. We were so busy. I should have took more time. I brought her a fish dinner. Give it to her. I said, Mom, I know I've done you bad. But I didn't mean to. And I said, I want you to forgive me. You know what she said? I've not got nothing to forgive you for. Mercy tonight, or we want justice. Huh? I want mercy. Man, my brother was called in on a murder case in Jackson County. I went in, and that little judge, I looked him right in the eye. He was picking a jury. He said, Mr. Webb, he said, now this man right now is not guilty until he's proven guilty. But he said, if this man's proven guilty, he said, will you give him the sentence he needs? I looked him right back in the eye. I said, Judge, if you're saying the death penalty, I said, absolutely not. I said, I preach mercy, not justice. Amen. You know what he said? He looked at me and he said, Mr. Webb, we've got no need for your services. You're dismissed. I said, thank you. Huh? I said, absolutely not. Huh? I don't care what they've proven. They still could have been somewhere here that I didn't know about. I said, absolutely not. Huh? Amen. A lot of people say, yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not going to give nobody a death penalty. I don't care what they've done. Huh? There'll be a hung jury if there ever was one, and if it took 10 years to settle it, that's where we'll be at. Because I'm not going to do it. Huh? Mercy. Let's show mercy. Not on sin. You can't have mercy on sin. Huh? I'm not going to. But if somebody's done wrong, let's show mercy to them. There's always repentance. I ain't read but one unpardonable sin. Huh? If you read another, show it to me. And blaspheme the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you what, you'll have to have that before you can blaspheme it. If you don't, then Paul would have been a blasphemer. Huh? Come on. Paul would have been a blasphemer. Huh? But he said, I obtained mercy because I did it through ignorant and unbelief. You know why? He didn't know what he was doing. And there's a lot of people, if you didn't know the Bible, said the carnal mind wasn't subject to the laws of God, and neither indeed can be. Huh? You got to know about him. Song, let's stand all over his house, if you will. I love you, and I hope I didn't hurt you. But folks, show mercy. Let's have mercy on people and love one another. I want to go to heaven, Beverly. I'm not in this for a scene, and I'm like Brother Napper. I'm not no old man, but I'm not no young'un either. And I'm crippled. I've had several surgeries, and I could go before daylight. I want to be ready, and I sure don't want to die with something in my heart again, somebody. Let's go to heaven together. Come on, let's pray. This altar's open. And when I did, he didn't cut it no more. Huh? You know why? I hated them little sugar bowl haircuts. Huh? Come on. Amen. He'd set us in a chair Sterling, and I tell him we was madder than hornets when we left her. I'd call out, I'm just a little boy, but I can remember it, and about all little boys cried, and I'd come out of the church crying madder than a hornet. And I'd go look at and hair sticking up all over my head, and a lot of times I'd go get me a razor and shave it. Amen. Come on. And I thought when I got big enough to go to the barbershop, I started going to the barbershop, I said, you cut her the way I want her, huh? Come on. Not everybody's got, we holler pride, but everybody's got the way they want to look. Come on. Hey, man, there ain't nothing wrong with that. God don't want you to go to church looking like a bum or something other than nowhere else. Amen. There's some things that people, you know, when we grew up, Dad, I hate to say this, but he kindly worshiped people, I thought. Amen. That's what they told him, brother. That's what he done. He wanted, you know, to please everybody else. Well, I found out you can't please everybody, huh? Amen. If you do, you'll be standing on your head and you still won't please them, huh? Come on, but I thought of some things tonight. Her testimony, and Madeline said she raised 9 children, was that right? And she said she taught them right and stuff. But there's one thing, Madeline, you did. You loved your children, didn't you? Amen. She loved her children. Amen. I love my children. I tried my best to teach them right. They done things that wasn't pleasing to me. I done things that wasn't pleasing to my parents. Amen. But they still love me. Amen. When I come home, Brother Gibbert, I thought about it midnight. Amen. Had to stagger from the front door to the bed. Amen. Mom wouldn't let me go to bed without hungry. Amen. She'd want to feed me. Amen. And I was sick. I didn't want to eat. Amen. Come on, folks. I thought about that, but I still had a mother's love. Amen. And we've got a Jesus that loves us better than mommy does. Can you say amen to that, huh? Come on, we've got a mother that loves us better than, or Jesus that loved us better than mother did, amen? Come on, if we love one another like mother loved us, amen, and treat one another like that, we could have church more often, we could get things done, amen? But they're talking about people talking about none another, and nobody in the house has ever done that. Everyone have. Amen. We've been guilty of it. I have, you have, and everybody else. Amen. Come on. I like to be honest, don't you? Because God knows the truth in that, and you can't hide from it. Amen. I'll just take my time. Now, Chris is just a chip out of the old block. What was that girl's name?
Beverly Leslie. Which
no,
one?
The one you said was in jail.
Linda Richmond.
Linda Richmond. Is she the little girl that's from Sweden or somewhere? Where's she from? How much family she got over here? Oh, the girl that's done this, she done that. I've heard more tales. Oh, she deserved this, she deserved that. Put your child over and see what it deserves. Put your child over and see what it deserves. I believe you can find in Little John, the Bible said, he that showeth no mercy shall obtain no mercy. I wonder how much mercy we'll get when we get to judgment. Huh? I don't know about you, but the Lord knows I ain't going to lie. I wouldn't lie for myself or you or nobody else. But honey, I prayed a minute of prayer for that little girl. I don't know her condition. I don't know what she's done. Amen. I thought I was over at Cartersville. I don't know back to this before she went to jail. And she was there. I didn't even know she was in the church house. And Bruce asked me to preach that night. And I don't even remember now what I preached on, but it was pretty straight because I never preached the other way. Amen. But I thought there too later, man, Vicky was in Walmart, walking through Walmart, and this little woman run around me in front of me, turned right back at me, stuck her hand out, and shook hands with me. She said, I really enjoyed your preaching the other night. I said, well, thank you. Amen. Come on, it was her. The next time I heard somebody call me, I'm not going to say who, but they was ready to give her down the road because she was in jail. Well, honey, let me tell you something. I mean, you could be in jail tomorrow night. Amen. Come on, folks. I thought about, he that showeth no mercy shall obtain no mercy. I'd like to show mercy, wouldn't you tonight? I'd like to have mercy on people. Amen. If I was over there, I'd want somebody to try to help me. Amen. Come on, but see me like anymore. People ain't got no love. Amen. But they've got judgment. They've got judgment, but they don't have no mercy no more. They can tell you everybody's bad point, but they can't tell you nobody's good. I ain't for sin either. Don't get me wrong, amen, we'll have to live right if we go to heaven. We'll have to treat our neighbor right, amen, and we'll have to be good to people. Amen. Somebody was talking, maybe Brother Gibbert, about his daughter or son-in-law or somebody on drugs. I don't care, do good. Amen. But you know what's got our children on drugs anymore? Amen. Our kin folks on drugs anymore? Come on, I can tell you what's got them on drugs today. You might not, but the love of money's what's got them, our neighbor. Come on, folks, that's what's got them on drugs. And I tell them doctors that are putting on them more than anybody in the world. Amen. Why? Because the love of money, brother. Come on. Out of the band today, I told him I'd give him some money. I owe him a little money. I paid him. He said, I said, sure, you like this, don't you? He said, I love it. I said, I don't love it. I just love what it buys. Woo! That's what's wrong today. People love the money. The love of it. It ain't wrong. The money ain't wrong, but it's the love of it, huh? Come on, amen. I tell them this, and I ought to say it. But I dodged every word of that I could, Manoline. And I'm not talking. I've worked for a lot of holy people, and Manoline was one of the best I ever worked for. Amen. But you know what? I worked for a lot of them. I dodged them. I'd rather work for a drunk. Amen. I don't pay just about it than to work for a holy people. You couldn't sue them. Most of them wouldn't pay you. Amen. They'd talk about you when you went through the door. Amen. They call me up, tell you, Bill. I said, no. Huh? I told one of the best people we ever worked for. And this is the truth. But he wasn't right. And he still ain't right. But I hope he gets right. Huh? But for his being good to us and my boys, we sat in the snow, was knocking our eyeballs out about it. It was cold. We was laying shingles in our fingers froze. And him and his wife put coffee through the windows. They put cake through the window. They put everything the world does. And we was treated like kings. Amen. Come on, folks, tonight. But I tell you what, I've worked for some I was glad to get away from, and they claimed holiness. Huh? Holiness is right. But it's abused bad. It's abused bad. Huh? Somebody said a while ago, I forget who it was, maybe it was Beverly or somebody talking about the long dresses, said they don't save you. Huh? But I think a woman ought to look like a woman and a man. Huh? There's a song in that, the sycamore, too high in the sycamore tree. Tad Fainhart sung it, and I can't remember it, all of it, but there was a verse in it. Said the men won't look like the women, and the women won't look like the men. Amen? When you look every hat suits you, and I'll not fall out with you, that's just your business. But when you get to heaven, you convince God it's right, and I won't have to worry about it. Huh? Come on, I'll be doing good if I get Eugene through. I want to make it. Oh, got your Bibles turned real quick to the 10th chapter of the book of Luke. This come on my mind, and most of you can quote it faster than I read it, but I want to read it, huh? Hey, man, it come on my mind. I felt like coming here, and then I started to go to another church, and I was in London. I told Vicky, I said, no, I'm going to Blue Lick. Amen. I feel like going to Blue Lick, huh? Come on, but I want to go to heaven. I want to go with you. I don't care who you are. I want to go with you. It don't make me no difference. Amen. I don't care. God's going to be the judge at a while. Amen. He's going to stand. We're going to stand before God at a while, and he's going to judge us one on one. Amen. You won't be there to plead my case, and I won't be there to plead yours. Amen. It'll be all we can do to get ourselves in. Come on, let's be good to one another and love one another. Amen. Somebody makes a mistake, don't stomp them down. Amen. Let's try to help them a little bit. Pick them back up. Come on, God loves them just as good as he loves me. Amen. Come on, he didn't die just for me. He died for the world tonight. Amen. I wonder where God's going to get that number. Bible said a number that no man could number. Man, they can number up into the trillions, but a number that no man could number. Where are you going to get that at? I'll guarantee you don't find it out of Blue Lick. Come on. I hope there's a few of us there, but I don't know about the whole number, Sterling. If it is, I'll tell you what, so you don't have to get a whole lot more people in here. Huh? Come on. Amen. Now, I'm a bad reader. I only got this brother here. I think, were you a college teacher or something other? Huh? Oh, high school. Well, I didn't even make it through grade school. I I went to high school, though. I went in the front door and out the back. Amen. I was kind of like a lot of church people. I'll put it that way. I don't like to say holiness, but I say church people. I was stubborn. Dad sent us to school 3 days, keep us home too, to plow and hoe. And then next week, he'd send us to school too and keep us home three. Huh? So I got so far behind, I thought I was the teacher and the kids was the ones I was supposed to be a teaching. Amen. So I finally just give up and I'd sleep the day off. I wouldn't even bother to work. Amen. They'd come by, they'd say, listen, we're going to assign you some lessons. Amen. And if you ain't, these ain't done in the morning, said you're going to the principal's office. I'd say, you want me to go now or in the morning? I was stubborn, man. Huh? Come on, I'd say, you want me to go now or in the morning? I'd say, because it won't be done, I'll just tell you now. Huh? They say, well, you can take it home and do it. I said, well, you might as well send a rattlesnake home me and send the homework to my dad. When I got home, brother, I got in work clothes and hit the field. And when I come home, I took a bath with the bed. There wasn't no homework at my house. Dad didn't know what schoolwork was. He could have cared less about that. Huh? Come on. Amen. So I didn't get no education. So what I got, God educated me. Huh? Come on. I don't read newspapers. I can read a little in it. I don't read the magazines. I don't play on Facebook. I don't even know what Facebook is. Amen. Don't even know how to get on it. Probably do know how to turn a telephone on and off. That's about it. That's all I care for. Come on. I tell them Facebook's good if you use it right. But I hear a lot of preachers just slanging mud at one another on it. That ain't worth a quarter. Amen. Oh, me. Come on. The 10th chapter, starting at the 25th verse. I love this. It said, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, that thou shalt love thy neighbor, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Huh? Come on. Amen. You listen to this. I love it. Now, this is Jesus is talking, not mine. And it said, and he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he willing to justify himself, saying unto Jesus, and whom is my neighbor? You know, that's what we want to do today. A lot of people want to justify themselves. They ain't nothing. Somebody said a while ago, you must be born again. Yeah. Was that you said that? Would you say it again?
You must be born again.
You must be born again. Huh? Come on over. There ain't nothing makes me no aggravator than the preacher coming around me or claiming to be a preacher, and he wants to preach when he's got three or four women, and he and the Bible saying that must be the husband of one wife. If that must is right, that must be too. Huh? Come on. I'm not trying to be fun. I'm not trying to. Either the Bible's right or it's wrong. You know what? I like to take that part out, and I'm going to read the rest. I like to take that part even out. Yeah, that must be the husband of one wife, huh? Yes, sir. Leave that alone. Go on down and read the rest of them five or six. See if you line up to them. Huh?
Yes, sir. Out to teach, huh? Patience. I've been short on them a few times, Greg.
I'm like that when Jesus told that woman come to him in adultery. Amen. And they brought her down there. Boy, they was ready to stone her to death. Come on. Yeah, we caught her in a very act. Huh? But what Jesus do? He stooped down and began to write on the ground. I wonder what he wrote on the ground, huh? Come on, I can just about imagine what he wrote on the ground, brother. Hey, man, he raised back up and then he stooped down and write again. Come on. The next time he wrote up, he raised up. He said, woman, where are thou accusers at, huh? Come on. She said, Lord, I have none. He said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. Come on, folks, today, there's a lot of people in my house. Today, I thought about what we need to do is quit accusing people. Huh? Where's the accusers at? Huh? Who is? Yeah, he said that. He said unto him, thou hast right answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and whom is my neighbor? And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down to Jericho. Now they tell me, I don't know, but from Jerusalem down to Jericho was a bad place to travel. Now I don't know the history on it. I'm just going with some of the older elders that I've been talking under. But they say it was a bad road to travel, huh? Come on, amen. But listen to what the Bible said. I didn't say it, he did, amen. It said, and a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Huh? Come on. You know, that kind of reminded me of that girl she's talking about. Everybody wants to pass by, but they don't want to do nothing about it. Huh? Come on, they don't do nothing about it. I thought Ben Vicky was over in Richmond one day, and we was coming out of the mall. This had been 8 or 10 years ago, and we was walking. We'd been in that mall, the old mall, not the new one. And we was in the old mall, and they were just teenage boys, Greg, I guess. I don't know, anywhere from 14 maybe to 17 or something. And there was one little boy there. I don't know what he'd done. I didn't care. I didn't ask. And but anyhow, they got out the door, and there was about 5 or 6 of them. But all of a sudden, they grabbed him. And they told him right again in the building they was going to give him a good one. Hey, man, but boy, I thought I was right at him. Honey, I was fixing to drag him off of him. And Vicky Ratchett grabbed me by the shoulder. She said, come here, you can't get in that. Said, you'll go to jail. I might have went to jail, but I was fixing to get him off of him. Amen. Come on, folks. I thought of that today. We need to be neighborly. Come on. Too many people today for self. They don't worry about the other man. But you know what? I found out down through the years that things come my way. Huh? I found out sickness comes my way. I found out there's been deaths in my family come my way. I found out there's been a lot of other things come my way, huh? And I needed the Lord. Amen. Come on. I thought one of these days you may not need him tonight, but you're going to need the Lord. Amen. Come on. They sang a song. You're going to need somebody to go on your bond tonight. Amen. Come on. And I want the Lord on my bond tonight. Amen. Folks, listen tonight. I thought I went up and seen my brother this morning. There he lay in the pitiful shape I ever seen. Amen. I don't even know if he knows I was around. Amen. When we left that hospital, I looked at my wife. I said, let's pray. I don't want to be in that shape. I'd rather God would take me out of here tonight than to let me be in that shape. Amen. Come on, folks. I thought about folk, we could get in a bad shape, and to him, he'd probably rather be gone. Huh? I want to be a neighbor. I don't want to listen. I could pass judgment on a lot of things. And there's somebody passing judgment on somebody every day. Amen. But I want to show some mercy. Come on, if there's ever a time we need mercy. I know people's got to live right. But you know something? I thought about we had a little mule one time. Amen. And we used to break them. Amen. And you know what? They said, train up a child. The Bible did in the way that it should go. When it gets old, it won't depart from it. You know how you train something? We didn't. When we train mules and stuff, sometimes you can go to squalling at them. And I was high-tempered. That's what I'd do. I'd bust one upside the head. Amen. I'd do things I shouldn't do. And you know what I done to it? I made a fool out of it. He'd go crazy about it, brother. He'd pull the hornets off of it and kill you in the same time. Dad would get a hold of one, he'd say, son, let me show you how to break it, you. He'd walk up, he'd put a bridle on its head, and he'd stand there just to trim. Well, the young mule just break one, they'll just trim. Stand there, them nervous, say, B. He'd rub it up and down the forehead, he'd pad it, he'd stick the collar around his neck, he'd rub some more on it, he'd pad it. Hey, man, after a while, he'd put a set of hornets on it, and then he'd lead it around for a while. He wouldn't hook it up. He'd lead it around for a while. Maybe he'd lead it 2 or 3 days. He wouldn't hook it to nothing, huh? He'd just lead it 2 or 3 days. He'd get it used to that harness right good, and then he'd hook it to something real light. Amen. He didn't get it something heavy to pull off with. He didn't know how to do it. He'd hook it to something real light. He'd pat on it. It's gentle. He'd rub on it. He'd say kind words, and after a while, he'd get a little heavier, and after a while, he'd He'd take all his stuff. He'd take it up. He'd go. You know why? He had him trained. A horse one time, and I tried to break it. My wife, I took you out of the big cane patch. I was raising a big, I was going to make part of the dip maker. I went to hook that horse up. There's a man told me his horse broke. It broke, all right. It about broke when I got done. My rest of plow looked like a helicopter blade in a man's biker patch. I said, Lord, have mercy. I'll have to buy this man the biker. I finally got hit to the bank. I unhooked it. I took it down there. And a lot of people said, but Brother Webb, you aren't done that well. The devil caused you to do things you don't want to do. You hear what I'm telling you? Huh? Come on. I said, you will work. I wasn't like that. I took it and hooked it to a log I couldn't pull and hit too. Hey, man, son, and I stood down with a big whip. Brother, and I had a little hind, and then I was a little stouter. And, brother, I mean, it stood on his back feet till the foam raised that high on his back. And you know what? When I got home, I hit his head with the hanging so low to the ground that I felt sorry for it. I even went to town and bought it ice cream. Come on! You know what? The devil will cause you to do things. You know what? You might say, Brother Webb, what are you doing? Now, what would have happened if you'd have dropped dead? I'd have probably been lost. I'd probably have been lost.
You'll be perfect and you won't be until you get in that. Amen. You can be perfect in spirit, but you'll not be perfect in body, never will, until you go into that. Yeah. Amen or oh me. Hey, some people think they're angels walking around. Huh? He's talking about the hair. A man bagged me and bagged me when I first started preaching for, I don't know, I've probably been preaching 4 or 5 years. He begged me to come preach for him. I growed up in the church, and I'm not going to say where it's at or who the man was. But he bagged me, and he bagged me, and he bagged me, and he bagged me. I thought one Sunday night, I told my wife, I said, let's go. We went. When I went in, they naturally, my family, a lot of them went to they motioned me right on up front. I went up front and sat down. He said, now get you a message, don't you, to preach tonight. We sat there for about 10 minutes. Guy come in, walked over in the back, sat down. He had pretty long hair. I don't know even who the man was. He looked at me and said, who is that man back there? I said, I have no idea. Never seen him before. He said, man, he needs a haircut. Haircut. You know what I done? I preached a very dry sermon that night. I made him an altar call, and I walked out of that church, and it was 23 years before I ever set foot back in it. 23 years, he was dead and gone before I ever walked back in that church house again. I didn't have anything against him. I didn't have, but listen, I don't believe in that. If that's all you've got to preach on, listen, let me tell you what, if I get you on an altar and God gets hold of your heart, I won't have to tell you how to dress. I won't have to tell you how to live. That, listen, you get what he's talking about down inside you, he'll teach you more than I can teach you in 2 months. Come on. Amen. Who's neighborly tonight? Come on, I know we have to live right. Come on, I believe the women ought to dress right no matter what. I tell them used to when we had funerals. Hey, amen, can I say this? And I'm not saying this, and I don't know if anybody in here does this. If you do, I don't see it. But if when we had funerals back years ago, the women would come dressed in dresses or skirts no matter what denomination they was of. You know why? They had respect. Come on, it was just respect, amen? Come on, the teachers, when I went to school, I never seen a teacher in a pair of slacks. They always wore dresses, amen? Come on, but now they've got no respect for their staff or nobody else. There's a lot of things, Brother Napper, goes along just with respect. I come to your house, and if I was so thirsty, brother, that my lips was sticking together and I couldn't get my mouth open, and you said, help yourself until you got me a glass of water, I'd sit there and dry up and blow away. Why? Because I'm going to respect your house. Huh? I'm going to respect you. I come to your house, and I know you, I do things you wouldn't do. I'm going to do just like you because I'm going to respect you. That's the way I was taught, to respect people. Amen. Come on. We go to our neighbor's house, and they were older than us. I thought they back then they probably wasn't 40 or 50. I was 7 or 8, and I thought they were 70 or 80. Amen. Come on. I'd go to their house, and my dad would say, listen, you call them aunt and uncle. They wasn't a bit more than my aunt. They wasn't my uncle, but that's still what we call them. So that's the way we were teased to do that. Or taught. It's teased when I grew up. It may be taught now. I was preaching one night somewhere in a church. I might have been in Ohio. I can't say for sure. I was preaching. I told them we was raised on cornbread and taters. A little woman sitting down in front of me, she said, potatoes. I said, no, honey, where I come from, they were taters. Huh? I guess the proper word's potatoes. Huh? But what's it matter? As long as you got your mouth full, you ain't worried about the word. Amen. Come on, let me read the rest. And I ain't trying to be funny, but let's have mercy. Huh? Let's have mercy on people. I hear people downing people. Listen, I don't want to down nobody. Huh? I don't care what they come from. Amen. I've been with people. I thought there was an old man up home. Let me say this right fast before I read this. And he was of another faith. Let's just put it like that. And I thought I started preaching, and he was at a church one night where I went, just to visiting. And I went in, and I felt like starting a revival. And I did, and there was five people in that house. That's all was there, five people. One old man and about five, four women. Amen. And I said, Lord, why in the world would I want to come here for a revival? Why would you want me to come here? But nevertheless, I'll start a revival. I did. Honey, let me tell you something. I little did I know, brother. Honey, God knows what he was doing. Amen. That house packed out from front to back. Amen. They were standing in the door and everywhere. Amen. Come on. We had a revival for about 2 or 3 weeks. Amen. And you know what? That man come, and he'd come through the door. Amen. Kind of little auction tank. A hole hooked around his nose, and he'd have to go about halfway up pile, and he'd stop, and he'd sit down on the corner of his seat, get his breath for a few minutes. He'd get back up, and he'd drag that little tank, and he'd make her to the front seat. Hey, man, and while I preach, he'd hold that little hand up in the air and wave it, brother. Hey, man, come on, folks. You can preach to people right and treat them right. You can win them, or you can drive them right out the door. I started noticing everywhere I'd go for a revival. I'd look, here he'd come dragging that little auction tank through the door. Hey, man, come on, Pope. I thought, you know what? Before long, I think he claimed to be a preacher. Maybe he was. I don't know. But he was a different faith. Hey, man, come on. But before I got on and he left this world, he was standing up preaching what Eugene Webb was. Hey, man, come on, Pope. Let's treat people good. Let's be a neighbor to them. He'd come in and tell me things. I'd say, well, I don't know if I can hardly go along with it, but we'll not fall out. I said, let's read and study on it some more. Hey, man, maybe 2 or 3 days later, he'd come back up. He'd come in. You know, he'd say, I've been studying on that. He'd say, you might be right. You might be. You never would tell what. He'd say, you might be right. And you'd probably hear me tell you, I was in revival, man, in Dallas Lamb felt like going. We didn't go together. But he felt like going, and I felt like going at the same time. And me and him both went, and we worked together like a pair of young mules, and we never fell out. And that man come, and he sat down about right where this brother was sitting on the end of a seat. And my mother was sitting up on the pulpit. And I never know my mother. I know she'd say the Spirit said this or that. I didn't know what that was. And I was raised in holiness. I didn't know what that was. But I didn't know she prophesied. She walked over to that man one night. I just got on preaching, made an altar call. And I'll never forget it. She went straight to that man. She said, you told him other words, I can't remember. But said, in other words, you better pray. Prepare and pray and pray. Said, there's a thing coming your way. You're going to need me. Said, greater than you've ever needed me. Said, you better pray. And she, mom, had always prophesied with her eyes closed. She'd go to you with her eyes closed. She'd never have her eyes open. She'd go plumb across the house, go between the seats. I thought, Lord, how in the world is she doing it? But that's the way she done it. She'd never open her eyes. Hey, man, she got almost to her seat and turned. Went right back with her eyes closed, laid her hand on his head. Said, I'm telling you, you better pray. You better pray. 1 month later, I thought the man come to my house. I cried like a baby with him. He said, on my couch, daughter and a grandbaby killed at the same time. Amen, folks. Listen, the Spirit's right. When it tells you something, you better heed to it. Come on. Hit nobody was talking about. Brother, he'd sit there. I'd just rub my arm at him. Pet him. All I could do was pray. Say, God, comfort this man. God's good. Let's be a neighbor. Let's don't down somebody. Come on. Let's don't down people. Let's be a neighbor to them. Tell them there's a real Spirit of God. There's something you can get a hold of that'll make you live right. I know the devil. Let me show you something here. Come on. This man was a Levite. Come on. They were the priest. What caused them people to turn their back on him and go on down the road? What's causing people today to turn their back on God and go down the wrong road? What's causing that? Let's have, I say, Lord, listen. He told them people, he said, you without sin cast the first stone. You without fault stand up tonight and cast the first stone. You that ain't made a mistake, stand up and cast the first stone. I want to see you. Because you're human. I'm human. And we've all made mistakes. Let's have mercy. Let's have mercy. Walt Mills sung a song. Said, come quickly before they close the door or something. Said, that's what this altar's for. That's what this altar's for. Let's try to help people. Come on. It's easy to tongue-lash somebody else when they're in trouble. What about, what would you want to do if you was in trouble? Now, would you want somebody to do the same thing? I'm going to have mercy. You might not. If you've got somebody like that to talk about, don't come to me because you won't thrill me one bit. In fact, you'll belittle yourself with me very quick. You'll belittle yourself very quickly with me because I won't have much confidence in you when you leave. I'm just honest jeans on. I'm plain. I don't tell it no other way. Don't belittle them. Let's have mercy. Tell them the truth, but don't put them down. Come on, it said, let me go on in there, but a certain Samaritan, I like this. I want to be a good Samaritan. It said, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Do we have compassion today? Do we have compassion? I want compassion. I want mercy. I heard a little guy up in Indiana, Ohio, and he might have known him, I don't know. His name was Gene Soror. I don't know if you ever know him or not, and he was raised Catholic, and he got into Pentecostal, and he got in with some fellas, and I hope they're still good, but they taught him a lot of old stuff that all he wanted to do was down people. And he come to my house one time, and I told him, I said, Gene, I said, I love you, and I said, but I'm going to tell you something, son, you need to have a little mercy. I said, show a little mercy, amen. And you know what? That boy went from there back to Ohio. And I won't never forget his testimony when he come back the third time or second time. Hey, man, I thought he said he was going through a red light. And he said a car hit him, his wife, both broadside and hit him right in the door. Hey, man, he said when that car stopped, he was laying in the street on one side. His wife was laying in the street on the other side. He had broke legs and I don't know what all. And he said, I looked up toward heaven. He said, God, I need mercy now. I need mercy now. Folk, listen today. Somewhere along the line, mean you're going to need mercy. Amen. Let's have mercy on the next man. I'm going to have mercy on him myself. You might not, but I am. Amen. Listen, let me read the rest of this right quick, and then we're going to prayer. These boys can preach and what they want to do. Amen. He said, and had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him unto the inn, and taking care of him, And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the hostess and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these thou was neighborly unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said unto him, and he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do